You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Tracking a student's behavior is a big, big part of a teacher's job. But now there's an app for that developed by teachers. It's called TABS, Tracking Appropriate Behavior System. And along with tracking behavior, the app has a school security feature. Matt Ridenour is a band director in the Crestwood School District in Dearborn Heights, and he's co-developer of TABS with us now via Skype. Matt, just how would a teacher use this app? How does it work?
Sure. So the app works on your phone mostly. You can use it in your desktop as well. But essentially what I'm doing is I'm pulling up my students that are in the class that I'm in at the moment, and I'm taking attendance that way. I'm also logging in behaviors. All I do is I run through my class list. I choose the student that I want to give a behavior to, and then it slides me over to that behavior menu. I choose whichever behavior I'm trying to log, and it's just that simple. Hit submit and you're done.
So give me an idea of the behaviors. What are you logging?
So TABS, the main component, the reason this came about, which was we started this in 2014 and we've spent a long time kind of developing it. But it started as a PBIS concept, and that's a positive behavior intervention supports concept. So we as teachers, we want to teach and not be interrupted with behavior issues throughout the lesson. We want to get our information into students, and there's always going to be a few students that are kind of getting in the way of that. And so this app is meant to kind of streamline that process so that we can do both at the same time. We can be teaching and also kind of logging behaviors. So we want to try to encourage the behaviors that we're looking for. You know, as teachers, we spend a lot of our time teaching our subject matter, but also there's a lot of life skills going on. We're helping students kind of weave their way through all these social interactions. So there's a lot more to teaching a high school student or a middle school student than just social studies or math or band or whatever you're teaching. So our positive menu, if I was to highlight a student for their behavior, I would for good things, I would just choose their name, go into my positive behavior menu and choose one of my examples. It might be helpful to others, or it might be polite or consistently on time, or whatever the school wants to reward. I have to stress that this program is a blank slate. So administrators get a hold of the program and they create the behaviors that they want to see. I'll give them examples and, kind of a starting point, but they can look at their school climate and adjust it to what fits their needs.
So it's very, very fluid.
Oh, it's very customizable. Yeah, they have up to 12 different behaviors that they can name and that they can assign points to. And with that economy system, so let's say I put helpful to others in my category and it's worth a point. Well, the students that are earning those points, they can spend those in the school in a la carte menu items. They can get T-shirts, access to sporting events, whatever the school chooses as their kind of reward system. That's how the students are using those points.
So total positive reinforcement. Now, what kind of negative behaviors might you be logging? And then what does that do? Take points away?
Sure. So, it doesn't take points away. They go to different categories. So the negative points, for example, maybe I'm a disruptive student, or maybe your school has a problem with swearing, which is a big deal these days. It really is kind of taking off. The kids are swearing a lot more. And maybe you want to, as a school, you want to tackle that problem. There's a disrespect issue you want to tackle. Whatever behaviors you would like to see eradicated, those are the ones you're putting on your list. And now the teacher, I just go in and the menu is there. I can pick whichever one I want. I can't create new behaviors, but I can annotate. So let's say I'm marking a student as disrespectful. I can tap and hold that, and I can write a brief note about that incident so that when I go through the paper trail and I look at this disrespectful, incident date, there's some notes in there that I can kind of come back to.
So it gives you such a fast way to be able to follow this behavior, whether a kid's even present then. So that's got to free up your time as a teacher to actually teach.
So if I could lift the veil on what's going on in the classroom on a day-to-day basis, most of us are taking attendance on our laptops. And then we're using that same laptop to push a lesson to our smart board. We're teaching and we're trying to roam around the classroom and engage students. Well, when a student comes in late, I've got to stop everything. I've got to freeze my screen, slide it over, retake attendance on that same laptop, and then resume my lesson. It's a big interruption. And so the attendance feature is nice because you can just tap, tap, tap and update them from absent to tardy. And then that's happening while you're still teaching.
And when somebody, so as you're tracking, for example, let's say this negative behavior, what happens when a youngster is exhibiting that? What does the app have to help change that behavior?
Absolutely. And this is kind of, and again, this is the backbone of the program, you know, that the behavior interventions is what we're looking for. So what happens here is the principal sets up their behavior categories with point values. And then they also set up a threshold along the way for different kinds of interventions. The very first intervention they're going to set up is an email to the parents. And they might say, you know, just whatever point scale they want to use. Let's say they say minus 10 points. So if a student earns minus 10 points in our system, an email will go automatically to the parent, and it will say, as just a form email, that says, heads up, your student, you know, has some negative behaviors, and it'll show the history of those reports so that they can see just what's going on in the school. That's the very first loop of information that we're trying to provide. The second intervention is when a student hits another kind of landmark, an email goes to the counselor and the parent. And now the counselor has an opportunity to set up an intervention, get in there and figure out what's going on and see if they can't fix it before it comes to a head and goes to the office. The final intervention is, of course, an administrative referral, again, chosen by the administration, how many points that would take. When the administrator gets that referral, they see the entire history of how that student got to that point. So they can quickly process these. They can interview a student. They can determine, you know, what the severity of the consequence should be. And then the student carries that through. And all of these things happen with the parents and the counselor and the teachers in the loop. And that's a major issue for us because a paper trail is a very expensive thing time-wise. And administrators are very, very busy. And it's hard to kind of keep the information going. Most of us are working with paper still, trying to, you know, follow up with referrals. And it's a challenge.
And along with tracking behavior, your app also has a feature that really has drawn a fair amount of attention in this era of school shootings. It's a lockdown feature. How does this work?
So the app becomes a two-way communication tool once there's a lockdown. And the process is the administrator notices the lockdown issue. They are going to push notify the staff that this is occurring. And they can identify what kind of a situation it is quickly from a dropdown. That's going to push to the teachers, but it's also going to push to the security team and the counselors so that everybody's in the loop in terms of what's going on. Now, as soon as that happens, the teachers, the security team, and the counselors, they all get a notification that of this lockdown, but they have to respond to it. In there, you get a menu. You're either safe or you need help. And now in real time, on the other end of it, the principal is seeing a spreadsheet of all of their staff, and the teachers that reply that they are safe kind of bubble down to the bottom of the list, and the teachers that are marking that they need help, they rise to the top of the list. So you can get in real time a sense of where the hot spots are in the school and where the danger is and how we can direct first responders to get it added as quickly as possible. But, you know, the digital hall pass concept too is something that really frees up a teacher so they don't have to write a hand pass to send a student from one place to another. But also, I'm creating a timestamp here, and I can say, okay, this student was in the hall at this time, that kind of thing. And also, you know, let's say a crisis were to occur, I can pull a report really quickly and see which kids are unprotected, which ones are in the hallway instead of in their classroom. It's easy to kind of pin down the kids that need the help and where they might be.
Matt, how much would this app cost for a district or for a school?
Yeah, sure. So starting off a larger school, there's going to be some setup that would be myself helping them get going. And a larger school is going to cost $4,000 for the first year. And that's a school that has 1,000 students or more. The smaller schools, less than 1,000 students, that's $3,000 for the first year. And every school would pay on a subscription base $2,500 per year to use it. And that manages all of the data hosting and, you know, kind of customer service and relations that I would be managing.
Matt Ridenour, co-creator of the Tabs app, band director in the Crestwood School District in Dearborn Heights, mixing teaching techniques with technology. Matt, we want to thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.